Between April and May 2013, New York State's unemployment rate fell from 7.8% to 7.6%, its lowest level since February 2009. Kevin Jack is the statewide labor market analyst with the New York State Department of Labor. He says the bigger story is that the job count keeps growing.
It didn't grow that much in this last month, but if you look at the economic recovery in New York based on the job growth, that's probably an even bigger story than the drop that we've had in the unemployment rate over the last couple months. The state lost 325,000 private sector jobs. So the recovery started November 2009, so it's about 3.5 years old, and the state's economy has added back about 460,000 private sector jobs. And that makes New York one of only 8 states in the country that have regained all of the jobs that they lost during the recession. There are some states, some larger states, California and Florida among them, that are going to have a number of years to go before they recapture the jobs that they lost during the Great Recession.
Jack says that in the last few months, the decline in the unemployment rate has been steep.
And right now we're at 7.6% in New York State. And that matches the national rate, which is also 7.6. And this is the first time since the end of 2011 where the state rate was at or below the national rate. Another thing that is a positive development is over the last year, the number of unemployed New Yorkers has dropped by about 100,000. So we're continuing to see improvement in terms of the number of jobs. We're also seeing improvement in terms of the unemployment rate coming down. The number of people on the unemployment rolls has also come down. So those are all positive developments for the state's economic outlook.
But the optimism over the falling rate has been tempered in some corners of the state. IBM has announced massive cuts in its workforce. The downsizing affects employees in Dutchess and Westchester counties.
Those job cuts happened too recently to be reflected in the numbers that were released earlier this week. But those will be reflected in the job reports that come out over the next couple months. IBM had layoffs not only in the Hudson Valley but in other sites around the country, so I think people are still absorbing what the actual magnitude of the job loss, but it's still kind of an ongoing development.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro concedes the Hudson Valley has taken a big economic hit.
IBM's recent announcement of the elimination of 697 jobs in Dutchess County really sets us back again, despite modest reduction in unemployment and modest increases in new jobs. Overall, we're seeking to realign the Dutchess County economic development structure. The focus really on enhancing our competitiveness, improving our economic condition, and helping small and medium-sized businesses within Dutchess County grow and expand. Beyond that, we continue to work to attract new employers and new businesses. But what we have learned and what is still certain is that the national economy is at best sluggish. The regional economy is at best challenged.
Molinaro is encouraged by state initiatives designed to boost the job market and attract new business. Across the capital region, Dan Moran with Next Act of Colony reports that job postings continue to hold steady after strong increases, although the market on a national basis indicated a dramatic, unexpected 15% drop.
The national job situation is very concerning. To see that type of a drop in 1 week, and some of the pundits are saying it has a lot to do with understanding further the impact of Obamacare. You really don't know. The telltale thing I'll be looking for is the next 2 weeks and watching no signs. So great news in our region, very concerning on the national level, and we'll have to watch this one for a couple of weeks.
Labor Department statistics show private sector jobs grew the most on Long Island at 2.7% and in the Kingston and Glens Falls areas at 2.6% and 2.5% respectively. There's a link to the Labor Department report at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.